94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Chris is the rest of the morning off. So it's Chris, not Chris, it's Gianna, Joe, and we also have our friend Kyle here.
Hello.
Hi, Kyle.
Good to be here.
All right. So today we're kind of talking about, we're going to debate something real quick. And I feel like we may have different viewpoints, but I want to see where you lie on this. Do you watch, so you have a girlfriend?
I do.
You guys live together?
We do.
When does it, like, what is your thing with TV shows and watching TV together?
So we always watch a TV show together. That's like our thing. So every TV show that I've watched in the last 3 years has been with her. I have not watched anything by myself. Now, I kind of wish that I could, but we're not at a stage where we've gotten to that point. It's just always we're watching them together.
Okay, so how long have you guys been together?
We've been together 3 years.
3 years. Okay, so I've been with my fiance and I just got engaged. We've been together for 10 years. We've been together since high school. We did the same exact thing. Like, it would be a movie night every night where you have to just sit and watch an episode. We got to the point where I just was like, I just want to watch South Park. I just want to watch Bob's Burgers. I don't want to watch Dexter, and I don't want to think all the time. And so my fiance just watches things without me all the time. Like, he watched the last episode, the last season of Squid Games without me.
Oh, man, I need to get to this point. Yeah. That sounds better where you can just do what you want. Like, one person's in one room, one's in the other room. You're both watching a show. You're having fun. It's just not together. I need that.
No, I'm get
jealous.
That. You'll get there.
Are you going ahead on your shows now without her?
No, I'm not allowed to. I would feel terrible because I know she would get upset.
Even though you stay up later.
I do. But I'm usually watching a sport or something. It's not an actual TV show.
What happens if she comes downstairs or whatever and you're watching something that you're not supposed to watch without her? Are you going to get in trouble, you think?
I would get in trouble. And I don't feel like having to go through that, so I'm just a good boyfriend, you know, and I do what she wants.
That's really nice of you. I totally just stopped caring at this point.
I was just saying, I don't really understand why you have to watch a show with other people. Like, it's quiet time. You're just staring at the TV. Why can't we watch it independently?
Well, I will say it is fun to watch them together because then we always will look stuff up after the episode.
That's true.
We talk about it together, so I would almost feel naked if I did it without her. But there is always that part of me, it's like, oh, she's not home tonight. I want to just go ahead and watch the next episode of whatever we're watching, and yeah. I can't, and I have to suffer after that.
I hear you. No, I feel like every couple gets to that point where it's like, okay, it was cute while it lasted. Now it's time, like, let's watch our own respected TV shows.
Gianna, do you and your boyfriend have anything that you actively have to still watch together, or are you two at the point now, or fiance, sorry. God forbid I messed that up.
It's fine.
Are you guys at the point now where you, are there any shows you truly have to watch together?
Honestly, right, only, okay, we love Star Wars stuff. So if there's any new Star Wars thing.
But that's it.
That's it. Like, reality shows I watch by myself. The only thing we watched together in the last, like, maybe 6 months was Temptation Island. It's like a really terrible reality show on Netflix.
Yeah, I don't know. So my girlfriend loves Love Island. I know it's okay. Not, but my point being is she then made me watch that with her. So that was another thing that we just ended up watching together that I had no interest in. I did not like it.
Come on, you had a little, really little bit of an interest.
I kind of like the drama a little bit. The drama is kind of good.
You know you liked it a little bit.
I was going to say, Kyle, I feel like you actually secretly loved Love Island.
I did like the drama, but like some of the way that people interact, I was like, oh my God, these people are nuts.
That's the best part, though.
Yeah.
It all being staged for TV, though, I don't know. Like, it rubs me the wrong way a little bit because I'm like, all this has to be fake. But my point being is I even had to watch that with her because she wouldn't watch that without me. I was like, it's fine. You can do it without me. And I had to suffer through however many weeks Love Island went on.
Truly, how do you negotiate this in your house? Call us now, 609-2. This is the crew on your number one music station, 94.5 PST. I'm Joe. That's Gianna right now. It is Joe, Gianna, and our pal Kyle from across the hall joining us for a portion of the show today. Kyle's just moved in with his girlfriend. You guys have been together several years, and he's navigating what every couple that moves in together has to navigate. How to share a TV, how to share their viewing habits, how to navigate shared programming in his house, and how to watch shows without her. And he could be in the doghouse if he watched something without her. So we're talking about what you do when you're watching a show with or without your partner. Gianna's probably not the best one to give advice on this because Gianna's just given up.
No, I've totally given up. My fiance and I have been together for 10 years, and we started like Kyle. Like Kyle, you were saying, like, what? You guys always watch stuff together, right?
Every time.
Every time.
Every night we're watching it together.
Even if it's like one of her shows that you really don't care about?
Yep.
We got an app chat from our pal May in Pittsburgh who said, last night I wanted to watch one of my true crime shows. I had to wait for my husband to go to bed because he doesn't like those shows. Eventually she was like, aren't you going to go to bed tonight?
So she snuck it. She did it while he was sleeping.
Well, that's being courteous because it's something that he doesn't want to watch with her.
Well, here's the thing. Like, my fiance and I are totally on different. Like, we just don't even care anymore. He totally watched the last season of Squid Games without me. And I watched both, like, season one and two. He watched three and goes, yeah, I just watched it on the treadmill. Like, I wasn't waiting for you.
Did he know that you wanted to watch it? Or did he just think that you didn't care, so he was going to go ahead and do it?
He typically will watch things without me because he just is he's a fast TV watcher. Like, I have to take breaks.
I'm the same way.
And, like, I don't know. Sometimes he'll rewatch things with me. So he just doesn't care.
But also, watching it on the treadmill makes it a little bit better, right?
Yeah.
At least he's like, when he's working out, yeah, you can't really watch it with him while he's on the treadmill.
Well, that's why he doesn't like to wait for me. And that's why I don't care also. I'm like, I get it.
He gets his treadmill time on the TV. And, yeah.
Because I can't stay awake for anything. I can't watch anything and stay awake. I have sometimes snuck ahead in a show that I've been watching with my boyfriend and then go back and pretend it's the first time I'm seeing it.
I've
I'm going to drift off anyway in the second watch and pick up things
it's
I didn't see the first time.
Classic move.
I have considered it because we discussed the last segment. She goes to bed before I do. So I have an opportunity to do that where I could just go ahead and get a couple of episodes ahead and then just pretend, but I'm a bad liar.
She goes to bed and Kyle's doing a little cheating.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. She may like just welcome that because I got to a point where I was like, oh, don't watch things without me. But I really didn't care. I just wanted him to think that I cared.
Yeah.
Like I really just wanted him to think that. But
we started watching The Morning Show, which again, when you watch, it's interesting when you watch something where you can really plow through like, 3-4 seasons of, which is one of those shows. One night I was watching alone or whatever, and I was like, I just want to keep watching this. I'm actually awake tonight. Then, of course, I was punished the next time we sat down to watch it because I was like, well, God, I got to rewatch 5 episodes that I just saw. Oh, my God, that happened. Oh.
Yeah, you set yourself up for that.
You're suddenly pretending you're like, and I'm a bad actor. Bad actor.
Yeah.
Anyone who's ever heard Master Group Theater or whatever on this show knows I'm a bad actor.
Joe's not getting a role in local theater or anything like that, so I can only see how this goes down.
I didn't get cast for one thing in a theater, a local production of theater.
Wait, do you know that Joe tried out for a local theater production in COVID because he just wanted something to do?
No.
And then he didn't get casted, not even ensemble. It's like one of my favorite stories.
I don't know that there's a big ensemble in Putnam County Spelling Bee, but I went to the local community theater one night and auditioned and then didn't get cast.
Did you have a background in acting or anything? Or this
what do you think?
What do you think, Kyle? I was in the 8th grade musical of Grease in 8th grade.
Okay. What were you?
I was
T-Bird 5?
No, I was a speaking role of Sunny.
Oh, very good, Joe.
Just because they're bullies. The crew on 94.5 PST, your number one music station. Right now it is Joe and Gianna and our pal Kyle popped in from across the hall for a little bit with us this morning to hang out. And, you know, it's Gianna and I were joking when we were talking about what we were going to do today. We were like, barely got a straight man in the room with us.
Yeah.
new for us. So then Kyle just talks like a straight guy and goes, the other night, I think I was a stalker in a park accidentally.
It was bad. Yeah. So imagine this. I'm on like a sidewalk type of thing, and it's not wide enough for two people to be walking side by side next to each other. There's a girl in front of me who is clearly going a slower pace than I am, but she's got her headphones in, I know she doesn't hear me coming. I'm gaining on her quickly. I realize about 5 minutes in my walk, I'm like, oh boy, I am going to get really close behind this girl. She's going to see me, be freaked out. Before any of that could even happen, once I got to a point where like I was going to pass her in the next 10 seconds, I just started running.
That is the worst thing I think you could have done.
But then she doesn't have to worry about like getting scared. I just run right by her and go.
Kyle, that would scare me more. I would think that I was in the middle of like a horror movie.
I have some follow-up questions here. Before you even say how she reacted, did you think that, were you wearing like jeans or something like that was going to look like, why is that man running?
Did you have a scary van following you?
Did you look like you could have been working out?
Yeah. I was in like a cut off and shorts. And I had running shoes on.
Looked like you could have been in theory going for a sprint. What time of day was it?
It was like 7:15.
Oh no, the sun was setting.
It was dusk.
All the stars were aligning.
Did she have her headphones on?
She did.
Yeah. I would have been running for my life, like full speed ahead to the police station. So I would have been afraid.
The reason that I ran is because I knew that if I just ended up walking right by her, she would have been like she would have been spooked. So my thought was, I'm going to run directly around her. That way, She'll see me for a half second. She'll realize, oh, it's fine. He ran right by me. And I don't have to worry about, like, the awkwardness of me having to be like, I promise I'm not stalking you. I'm just walking faster than you. I just ran right by her.
You know what's so funny is that, like, I can picture myself in this situation and I know how I would feel. But as the guy, now I'm getting that perspective and I feel bad for you.
And here's the other problem. So there was about a quarter, like a half mile where that path just keeps going straight before I could make a right. I had to run for a half mile. So I didn't look like I was just running to get by her. So I just had to commit to the bit.
So then you couldn't be like, oh, I got tired and gave up on my run. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't want to look like, you know, I'm weak. So I just ran for a half mile.
Bye.
You're too much.
It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
Well, today it is Can't Beat our pal Kyle. He's in the hot seat joining us from across the hall. We have our opponent online. Good morning, Sue. What are you doing this morning in Browns Mills?
I'm good. How are you guys?
What are you doing? Where are you going? Work?
I had to drop a kid off at the bus stop for band camp or something.
Going to the bus stop.
Going to the bus stop. I like that. All right, Kyle, you get out of here. We're going to ask our pal Sue three questions. You will not hear her answers. And when Kyle comes back, he'll get the same three. All right, here we go. Question number one. The Phillies play the Atlanta Braves today. Kyle Schwarber has been a fan favorite this season. What position does he play for the Phillies?
Left fielder.
You want to lock it in?
Yes, sir. Lock it in.
Question number two. Reality star Kate Gosselin shared some info about her messy divorce recently. She starred on a TLC show in the early 2000s with her family. What was that show called?
Kate Plus Eight. Lock it in.
We're going fast. All right. And the third and final question. Sabrina Carpenter's brand new album drops tomorrow. Name the Disney show that Sabrina starred in, starting in 2014.
Was in Girl on the World?
You want to lock it in?
Yeah, lock it in.
Love it.
All right. Can't Be Christmas Morning, powered by our friends, Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week, brunch Saturdays and Sundays, happy hour specials as well, Monday through Saturday. Online, owlsairportin.com. Owls, it's where the locals go. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, everybody.
All right, you did not hear those answers. You're going to get the same three questions. I can't wait to see how you do on some of these especially. Okay, here we go. Question one, Kyle. The Phillies will take on the Atlanta Braves tonight. Kyle Schwarber has been a fan favorite all season, possibly in the running for MVP. What position does he play?
He is the designated hitter.
Well, that is not the answer we're looking for. We are looking for in the field. So do you want to lock that in?
I'll lock in left fielder then. Yeah.
You both said left field. You're both technically correct.
I was going to say, it's funny because I was going to give Kyle the point initially because I thought, oh, in the lineup like this week, he's been the DH.
For hitting, yeah. So that makes sense. So you guys both got that.
All right, okay. One for one. Here we go.
The judge gave you both credit. Good job, Sue. Question number two. Reality star Kate Gosselin's dishing about her messy divorce in some interviews this month. She starred in a TLC show in the early 2000s with her family. What was that show called?
All in the Family.
No, that's not correct. That's the show with Archie Bunker. Sue got it. Sue knew it was John and Kate Plus Eight.
Oh, I have heard of that now that you say it.
You're so funny.
You know, people said I had Kate Gosselin hair for a while. You know what she looks like.
I have no idea, but I'm going
to
look it up.
When he just swooped to the side there.
He did.
All right. And the third and final question. Sabrina Carpenter's highly anticipated album drops tomorrow. What show on Disney Channel did she star in the year 2014?
Oh, boy. She starred in, I have no idea, The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
Well, that's not right. But that's okay. Good guess.
Thank you.
Were you a fan of Zack and Cody? Because I was.
No, I wasn't a Disney fan, period. That's the only Disney thing I know.
So Sue said Girl Meets World. That is correct.
Wow.
Sue,
you got
you
all
beat
three.
Kyle today.
Yay.
Perfect score for Sue. Kyle, do you know the phrase of shame? My name is Kyle and I can't beat Sue. Give it to us.
My name is Kyle and I can't beat Sue.
Feels good, Sue, right?
Yeah, totally.
All right.
Just for playing with us, Sue, you got a $25 gift card to Rita's.
Cool, thank you.
Fall Concretes are back at Rita's. Their fan favorite pumpkin pie returns alongside the new apple butter flavor. You can try them today.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
This is cracking me up. So Martha Stewart said she's offering her services to Travis and Taylor for their big wedding day.
What are her services?
I have no idea. She said that she posted a picture of them and then stitched a video of her like sipping wine. And the caption was, "It's time to call the ultimate wedding planner," which I didn't know that that was part of her job description. But
I guess if you think about everything Martha Stewart does, she kind of is the ultimate wedding planner, right? Flowers, she's got them.
True.
Cooking. Food, got that down pat. Baking, got that down pat. Decorating your house with cheap lilies and orchids or whatever. Doilies. What are you?
I want her for my wedding.
True.
I don't have to plan any of this. Let her do it.
Yeah, it's true. So I would take her up on that. But yeah. And also about Travis and Taylor, they're looking at an $18 million home in Ohio right now. It has a full recording studio and stuff, so I guess we could see them moving there, which makes sense because Travis is, like, from there.
But so. She already has, what, she said on New Heights a couple weeks ago, she has six residences, so this would be number seven. Which one's going to be permanent? None of them.
It's true. I mean, I feel like they just buy a house whenever they feel like it, wherever they feel like it.
Yeah, and she said it makes her feel safe. When she was on Podcast, she said it basically makes her feel safe because you can't really track her kind of thing, unless you're tracking that jet.
I don't understand how they're not constantly seen in public. I actually give them a lot of credit for that.
You're right.
Magically, like, you don't ever see them.
Do they get, like, helicoptered in and they skydive to their homes?
Seriously.
You know, I was thinking the other night, I was like, you know, in theory, she may want to get pregnant in the next couple of years at some point. Like, they may want to have a baby. I was like, she might be one of those celebrities that, like, will be amazing at month eight. She's like, surprise, here's my baby, boom.
So the immediate thing that I thought about that when I saw that they were engaged was, what's going to shock and blow up the internet more, the engagement or when she's eventually pregnant?
You're right.
Because it's probably the pregnancy.
I think so, too.
But, like, she has 2.2 million likes in 10 minutes.
It's wild.
It's insane.
Wow.
There's the scoop.
94.5 PST.
I not want you to judge me for this.
Now it's time for the cruise court.
All right, so Tamara and Haley are here. They're a couple, and they're fighting over a phone bill. All right, we usually pass on the torch. Haley, why don't you start off?
Yeah, so here's the deal. I pay my own phone bill every single month like a normal adult. Meanwhile, Tamara is still on her parents' plan. She pays nothing, zero, not 1 cent.
And what's the problem? Like, why would I mess up a good thing? My parents don't care. I don't care. I've saved, like, literally thousands of dollars.
The problem is I'm sitting here scraping by paying $80 a month while you're basically freeloading off your mom and dad. We're supposed to be building a life together, but you're still on mommy and daddy's plan?
Oh, please. Okay, that's not freeloading. They offered. Like, why would I pay for something that I can get for free? That's just common sense.
No, it's selfish. If we got on a plan together, you'd be helping me out. My bill would go down. Yours would go up a little, and we'd actually feel like a team.
a team. Okay, a team where I voluntarily start paying when I've been getting it for free my whole life. Like, sorry, but that's a losing team.
No, it's called being fair. I don't want to be the one that's always paying while you brag about saving money.
Oh, my God. You're acting like me being on my parents' plan is hurting you. It's not. You just want me to suffer with you.
Suffer? Paying your own bills is called adulthood, Tamara.
No, it's called being bad with money. You could learn a thing or two from me.
All right. So the way this works, Tamara and Haley, is we're going to see who gets more votes. If Tamara gets more votes, Tamara, you stay on your parents' plan. That's moving forward. Haley, if you get more votes, Tamara comes off her parents' plan, and you guys get a joint plan together. All right, that's the terms. You guys agree to those?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Reluctantly. All right, we're going to go back on hold there. See where this gets us. Now,
I don't see anything wrong with this.
I think I'm going to guess in this room, I am the only one on my own cell phone plan.
I'm not on my own, so.
I'm not on my own.
Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah, you both are on.
Absolutely. And that's a win.
Parent plans, yes. Correct? Not on your plans with your partners.
No.
Parents' okay. plan, yes.
Yeah, parents' plan. My parents, I got old enough. My parents told me I had to get off.
I'm riding this until I can't any longer.
Me too. I'm with Tamara on
That's
this.
What I'm saying.
If I don't have to be on my own plan, I am not doing it.
Absolutely.
Now, if in either of your cases, if your significant other lost their access to their plan, would you be like, let's do it together or no?
I'd feel a little guilty, but I'd say I haven't lost mine yet, so I'm going to stay on it as long as I can.
I agree.
I know misery loves company, and I would feel bad that they were paying, you know, money for their plan when I didn't, but I'm not going to get behind just because you have to get behind.
It's rough out here. Yes.
Let me tell you, I was, when they were saying $80 a month, I was like, 80 is cheap. Mine, I mean, no matter what I do, no frills. You know, I have the cheapest iPhone possible with one lens on it and barely holds together. I'm still paying $100 a month, $100 a month on my own.
Yeah.
It is rough out there.
And doesn't that suck?
But I think it would be, I think it is time. Buck up buttercups and now, get on the joint
you're
one.
You're just saying that because you want to be on your parents' plan and you're not. You're just
jealous.
Mad about it.
All right, time to vote. Who should it be?
Who's right? Who's wrong? Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
At what point do you come off of your parents' cell phone plan and go on a plan with your partner, right? Especially in a relationship where you're maybe trying to combine finances. Our listeners, Haley and Tamara, they're a couple. Haley, her own plan, pays her bill every month. Tamara staying on her parents' plan.
Good for her.
Saying, I'm going to coast this thing as long as I can.
Absolutely.
And Haley basically is like, well, I would save money if we went onto a joint plan. And it would cost Tamara a little bit more, but it'd be a little bit more balanced.
Maybe if she put a ring on it, then maybe she could actually, then they can join plans. But until that ring's coming on, I don't know about it.
Gianna and Kyle both said, no, like we'll stay at our parents as long as we can. In fact,
forever.
I asked Kyle if his girlfriend ever was like, I got to go on a plan. He'd be like, well, so.
Sucks for you.
Yeah, it does.
I'm getting mine paid for.
Sucks for you.
All right, let's go to the phones. We have Nikki and Jackson. Nikki, what do you think?
I am on Tamara's side. If someone wants to pay my cell phone bill, I'd be more than happy. But nowadays, you always hear the commercials like, if you get four phones, you get it for like $25. So maybe she's helping her parents by being on her parents' plan. They save money.
That's true, actually.
Maybe Tamara's parents just need to take Haley in as one of their kids and be like, you're now on our family plan.
You know
like
what?
That.
You're right.
Yeah.
Landon's in Delran. Hey, Landon, whose side are you on?
I'm on Tamara's side. Because Haley also got so aggressive about her trying to save money. And how are you paying $80 for a phone bill? My phone bill's $35 a month.
I love it, Landon. That's a cheap phone bill. I love that. It's iconic. Jessica's in Ewing. Jessica, whose side are you on?
I'm on Tamara's plan. I am a parent who has kids or who has adult children with children on her plan. And my 31-year-old son just got off of my plan because he wanted his own phone.
You are an absolutely amazing mother.
So there's
you're a great mother.
So you're saying there's an open slot on your family plan, right?
No, there's not.
No. It's amazing. Mary's in Philly. Mary, whose side are you on?
I am also on Tamara's side. I was saying that if she stays on her parents' plan, then she'll have extra money to maybe go out on it to dinner.
Ooh.
Or maybe she can help with another bill that they have.
That's a really good
point. That's a good one, because that way, yeah, the money that you're saving, then you spend, you know, you take her out on the date. I like that.
I like that, too. All right, let's go to the PST app chat.
My girl, Cherie, in the PST app chat in Princeton, saying, because Haley's struggling with her plan, as a couple, Tamara should at least help her pay the bill.
I don't agree with that.
That's my girl. Cherie and I always see eye to eye on things. Always.
Carly in Hamilton said you should not share bills until you're married unless you're living together and share the rent. But other than that, until they're engaged, they should pay for their own bills. That's what I'm saying.
How are bills in your house now, Kyle? Because you're newly living together. So is it just living expenses? Or I mean, I imagine, right?
Like, yeah, I mean, groceries, rents, utilities, and all that, we split evenly. But certainly not. If she ever said, get on my phone plan, or I would be like, no thanks.
Not having
you're
it.
Stuck with that one there, Chief. I'm good.
Becca in Princeton said, if the goal is to afford life together, get as much free as you can. It's not selfish.
Whew.
It's smart.
All right, let's bring them back on. I think we, Joe, you could tally
the
votes.
I got the big old calculator here. Here we go.
All right, Haley and Tamara, you guys agreed that whatever the final decision is going to be your final decision, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you're staying on that parent plan. 92% on Tamara's side.
Oh, my
God.
Wow.
Haley, I would give your possible future in-laws a call and say, so how about adding another line to that
plan? Literally.
That's what I would do. All right, thanks, guys. The crew on 94.5 PST. I'm Joe. That's Gianna, our pal Kyle, joining us this morning from across the hall while Chris is the rest of the morning off. So Friday night, I had a wild experience where I wound up on a 3 a.m. bus ride from New York City to Philadelphia.
Ugh.
10 out of 10, do not recommend that. But during the ride, a man encroached my space throughout the entire ride. It was 3 a.m. People start drifting off asleep on this bus. And it occurred to me that this only happens to people that are me and Gianna size. They think because we're short, because we're on the tinier side, that they can just get up and like.
Oh, I know.
A seat boundary is, I'll take an extra inch. I'll take an extra 2 inches. I'm entitled to the armrest, the bigger person.
Yep.
Always. Kyle is taller than Gianna and I. I think Gianna and I together are maybe 10 feet.
10? Yeah, that's it. honestly, yeah.
We're not tall, and we're not big.
It sounded like not enough at one point. I was like, you know what? Yeah, you're probably right.
Kyle, you're a bigger, taller guy than us.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2", and I weigh 200 pounds, so I'm definitely much bigger than you guys.
Full dimensions.
But wow. I'll tell you, I'm the opposite of your scenario. I'm the one who's encroaching on somebody's personal space.
I have
long legs, long arms. I want to stretch a little bit. I might, you know, accidentally rub up on someone's leg.
Okay. Yeah.
Not meaning to.
Jack Skellington over here, just like getting in everybody's way. So, all the short people's way.
Backstory, before I even like actually talk about the guy got way up in my personal space. I went to Lady Gaga's concert Friday night, Madison Square Garden. It was incredible. My 1 a.m. booked bus home was canceled.
That's awful.
I was scrambling. How am I going to get home? By the way, an Uber from New York to Philadelphia would have been $467. Oh my God. That wasn't an option. I thought about going to like an all-night bar for a little bit. Like, I was like, well, it's
that's
New York.
That's brutal.
Bars are open till 4 a.m. in New York.
Have done that.
Bars are open till 4 a.m. But that stressed me out. The whole thing, I was like, what do I do? My boyfriend had already left because he took the train home.
I was going to ask.
I was with him, but he had already taken the train ride home.
So you're lonely, cold, stranded.
I'm lonely, cold. So I'm like, well, so I went to McDonald's, got a snack, and figured out the bus thing home. So I booked a 3 a.m. bus. It's technically a bus going to Richmond, Virginia.
Could you imagine if you ended up there?
Could you imagine if I overslept by 10 minutes?
I was just going to say, thank God you didn't sleep.
Thank God. I mean, I slept, but I you don't really sleep on the 3 a.m. bus. Also, you're not in the... Listen, it's people either like me that have made a mistake for the night or people that have made a mistake in life that are on the 3 a.m. bus right home, right? Like, you don't get on the 3 a.m. bus and go, woo! The bus made three stops along the way, one in Newark, and then one to change drivers in a Holiday Inn parking lot.
Oh, my God.
I walked into my door, by the way, at 6:03 a.m. finally.
Oh,
so the guy next to me, though, gets a pretty empty-ish bus. And by the way, I paid for a seat, like a specific seat, and it was taken by some big guy. And I was like, well, what if I have that? Whatever. His row stayed empty. Mine did not. I just moved to the side. I just sat, and slowly throughout the ride, I would feel his leg just brushing up against me. And then and I'm doing that sound because that's how it felt. I was wearing shorts, so like all of a sudden I'd feel his pants on me. And then basically by the end, you know, there's that little divider in between seats. Like, there's that little crevice. He was fully, I would say, 3 to 4 inches over the crevice. And I had the window.
Because people are rude.
Was he sleeping or he was wide awake during all this?
50-50. He'd be awake.
Okay,
he'd wake up for a minute. Listen, you're not getting a quality sleep on the New Jersey Turnpike on the 3 a.m. bus to Richmond. But when he would inch over, he would wake up. He might wake up at some point and he wouldn't scoot back.
Oh, so he just didn't care. He was waking up in your space and didn't move.
Were there other seats? Did he have to sit next to you?
He got on the bus at the point where he had to sit next to someone.
Okay, gotcha. I was going to say.
The 3 a.m. bus was busy.
Well, also, you said you paid for a specific seat. Did you have to pay extra to get this seat?
No, I think it was just like an airline seat.
And at 3 a.m., no one's helped.
I was like, what am I doing? Am I enforcing this? The driver was not suddenly enforcing it. So Gianna and I, though, can relate to the struggle of places where, I'm going to say, men just get in our way.
It's a struggle bus.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
And Kyle over there is the guy just getting in people's way.
I'm the one who is encroaching on your territory, yes.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
This might be Joe's favorite thing that's happening today. So Anne Hathaway is kind of going viral for tripping and falling.
can't stop watching it.
They are filming the Devil Wears Prada sequel right now.
I'm so excited for it.
Me too, honestly. And there's video going around of her tripping and falling down a few steps, like in the area of some steps.
As Kyle pointed out, it looks like it hurt.
Yeah, I mean, the way she goes down, her one leg is bent behind the other. I don't know how she didn't tear an ACL or something.
Some sort of ligament.
Yeah. It fits. It's also befitting, like, of that character. Like, it just, yeah. It's, oh my God, it's so good.
Iconic. So Martha's
more thing, too. They've been filming most of the summer. They've been filming, and apparently a lot of it is set in the winter and fall, so they've been wearing all these winter coats in New York for the past, like, 2 months. Ugh.
Awful.
Yeah, tough.
Brutal.
You know what the worst part about the fall is, too? Is her knee is clearly scraping the concrete of the step. And then you're going to get the skinned knees where you're, you know, that's the
awful.
Worst.
Luckily, there's a high-paid makeup artist covering that for the rest of the filming.
They can airbrush it. So Martha Stewart posted online that she is offering her services to Travis and Taylor during their wedding planning process. She wants to be their official wedding planner.
What do you think Martha Stewart does as a wedding planner?
I feel like she could get stuff done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does she actually... I mean, Martha Stewart's like 80 now. Do you think she actually works anymore?
Is she up for all this? Really? All this?
That's what I mean. Like, she's pretty old.
Don't doubt Martha.
That's a good point.
You can't doubt her.
Does Taylor need her?
No.
Not
at all. I think Taylor is on class.
Yeah.
By the way... God, my ADHD is getting me very distracted today. There's that Netflix documentary about Martha. I finally watched it. This whole time I thought she was like a horrible person. She's not.
I love Martha.
I thought
Martha.
Why she went to jail was because she was bad. Well, she wasn't.
Nobody can make me hate her.
Yeah. What's it called? I have to watch it.
I'll have to give you the name. I don't remember. I watched it like 2 weeks ago, but yeah.
And in a little bit more of serious news, Google is warning about 2.5 billion Gmail users that to update their passwords.
Whoa!
Hackers kind of pulled off the successful break-in. It looks like as of right now, they're saying no actual passwords were stolen, but scammers got enough info to kind of make their phishing tricks look a little more real. So definitely, if you're a Gmail user, update your password. There's the scoop.
Good morning. It is Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. I'm Joe. That's Gianna joining us for a little bit longer this morning. Our pal Kyle from across the hall while Chris is the rest of the morning off. Celebrities you irrationally hate or dislike. I wouldn't want to say hate. Hate, we don't put that in either. Celebrities that you just see their face and you think, no, I never got it. Who's on your list? Okay. Mine, Laura Linney. It was long before Ozark I decided I didn't like her.
I actually don't know if I...
You know her from Ozark, right? Kyle knows her from Ozark.
She is the mother from Ozark, yeah.
I've never watched that.
She's in Love Actually, and that's where I first decided I didn't like her. Maybe it's the character she's playing in a lot of cases I don't like, but she comes on the screen.
She's on the she's in the Truman Show.
And I'm just like, just go away. Just go away. Ugh. Just don't like her existence on shows.
She's very talented. I'm pretty sure she's been on Broadway and all that, too. Like, she's done a multitude of different things in her career.
She was the at the end of the original run of Frasier. She winds up being the girl that Frasier actually sticks with, and I love Frasier. That killed me. That it was her.
Ugh. I have I'm not an Amy Schumer person whatsoever.
Amy Schumer is.
I think she's one of the most unfunny people I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, her whole shtick about like it's just. It's very basic girl, if that makes sense.
It's her whole thing. I don't like Tim Allen.
Wow.
Some Home Improvement.
Love Tim Allen.
Yeah, not a Tim Allen fan. I don't know. There's something about him that just really irks me.
I just thought of two that I hate. Jake and Logan Paul.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Those are good.
They're insufferable.
He has an unpunchable face.
Yes.
Also, hit us up on the 94.5 PST app with yours. Like Lauren in Middlesex, who said, Keith Urban, his hair enrages me. I just want to buzz it off straight down the middle.
Not Keith Urban.
It's a very specific thing. It's not a lot of people's lists. Ariana Grande.
Oh, I kind of feel bad for her.
I don't hate her,
it's an
but...
act. Yeah, like, the whole thing is an act with
but
her.
But how entertaining is it to watch the act unravel? You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of entertaining to me. I don't dislike her.
I liked her when she was Kat on Victorious when I was a teenager. But ever since then, yeah, I don't have...
I know one that's on Gianna's list.
Ray Romano?
That wasn't what I was going to say, but Ray Romano is on your list.
Who else?
Yes. Why is Ray Romano on your list?
I don't know. His voice bothers me sometimes.
Oh. Just, it isn't loud. Not lying. I can't hear anything easily today, like. Too.
He almost just has, like, phlegm in his throat at all times.
Yeah, damn, bro!
Ugh.
Deborah Barone.
I can't do it.
I know who's on almost top of your list these days. Benson Boone.
Oh, God.
Mm. What is it about him, though?
He's the cringiest person I've ever seen in my life.
Is it the mustache? Is it the bouncing?
It's the jumping and the screaming. Like, why are we screaming in all of our songs? And I listen to screamo music. I do. Like, my emo phase is still alive and well, and I'm listening to bands like that. But there's something about his moaning and groaning. It's just not, no, it's not it for me. Stop doing backflips.
Where did he perform where he got, like, his clothes ripped off and he had stuff underneath?
Whatever it was, the Billboard Awards or whatever, yeah.
I didn't like him ever since then.
Yeah, he's got to go.
He's top of Gianna's list. Gianna, he's in Philly next week, so your chance to hang out with him.
Can't wait to miss that.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.